Yeah, what you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, including right here in West Covina. It's Sedano and Cap. Coach CY.
What up?
Is in the house this afternoon.
I see some beverages have made their way to the desk.
Yes, Coach. They're already starting to hit us with, I don't know, it looks like shots.
Where did these come from? Raise your hand if you're trying to poison this temple before this glorious game. I don't see any hands raised. It was you? That means I'll buy you a drink after. See? We reward accountability in this program. I brought that up before.
Here is Michael Funchess, ladies and gentlemen, playing today on Team Mace, and he's got what we all need to know.
All right, guys. Wow, I'm kind of nervous right now doing this in front of a crowd.
Funchess, can I say something quickly? This is a good look.
Well,
the Astley shirt underneath the jersey, it matches. That's strong.
That's literally the only station t-shirt I have is Astley.
Who does he look like? If you were to say he looks like a baseball player, what Major League Baseball player does he look like?
Amir Garrett is who he looks like.
Amir Garrett?
But Amir Garrett.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's a pitcher who played. He actually used to play college basketball. He's that dude that tried to fight all the Pirates.
Oh, man, really?
That guy.
I think he looks like Fernando Tatis.
Oh, man, I wish.
Beto, what do you want?
Hi, Beto.
First of all, Funch said, hey, get over here at 4:30. They said 4:45. First of all, Lauren, calm down. You ain't getting here because the traffic is terrible today. You're no chance of making it.
So mean.
So, Funch said 4:30, then he said 4:45, then he said 5 o'clock. So what's up?
All right, it's right now. Stay with us. Beto Duran is here bringing the energy.
You're part of the show.
Look Amir. Calm down, Amir.
He's part of the show.
Hey.
All right, guys.
Familia.
Six Flags Magic Mountain is set to open up the Wonder Woman Flight of Courage roller coaster tomorrow. And it's supposedly billed as the longest and tallest single rail coaster in the world.
Wait, say that again.
It's billed as the longest, tallest single rail coaster in the world.
Wow, I got to ride that now.
I don't really know what that means, if I'm being honest. I saw it on the news, and I was like, that looks like every other roller coaster I've ever seen. So.
It says riders will fly single file through the sky at 3,300 feet.
Okay, 3,300 feet.
Towering 13 stories and soaring up to speeds at 58 miles per hour.
I'm out.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I'm in.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question.
Way out.
Are you guys roller coaster people?
No. So here's the story. My older sister, near my old place, there's King's Dominion, big East Coast, you know, theme park.
King's Dominion.
Yeah, tight. You know about it.
Rebel Yell.
My sister was like a huge roller coaster person, and she used to insist that we all go every year because like she thought that like we liked it as much as she did. It took us till she was like 35 for we could like reveal to her that like, hey, we're doing this for you. You're the one who likes roller coasters the most. So I was out on roller coasters after like 18. Once I saw people started like getting dangling when they would stop, and I was like, yeah, no, my ticker can't take that. So I'm out.
I'm in. Now this is Magic Mountain in Santa Clarita.
Magic Mountain in Valencia.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I've never been to that park. If
Get
I go
here.
Roller coaster riding, no,
what?
I go to Knott's Berry.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I've never been. I go to Knott's. You know. I know, dude. It's farther, man, and it's super hot. Whatever. But having the world's biggest, fastest roller coaster, now I got to go ride it.
I think they have like 20 roller coasters there, I believe.
That's a lot of roller coasters.
The biggest in the country.
I mean, that's a big footprint.
Yeah.
I've never been there either. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what you need to know. Being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I know that's very nerve-wracking, Funchy, to actually perform your duties in front of a live crowd of people.
Usually it's just Laura, maybe you.
Right,
you
in a dark, dingy room.
And the
way you were getting close to your computer monitor suggested that either there was a tremendous glare
or you
desperately need glasses.
No, there's a big glare.
Okay, that's what I thought. That is what I thought. Now, Beto Duran is here, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to say to everybody.
Yeah, make noise, my people. Yeah. I'm giving them booze. I'm paying them off.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you giving them?
We have tequila. I have beer, and I got micheladas in the parking lot. A couple cigars too.
Yeah, okay. I might have a guy in the parking lot who might have already taken off with it.
No. I left Eric Herrera's in there. I left the community in the parking lot. Don't trip.
Sure.
Don't even worry about this, my friend, my amigo. You might be my BFF, Clinton Yates.
No, not
right now.
I gotta say,
especially not around my cooler.
I gotta tell this story in front of everybody. So last Friday, Beto hits me up, and he's like, "Yo, do you want to go to Dodger Stadium?" I'm like, sure, I'll go to Dodger Stadium. And when we get there, we go in, courtesy Trace Thompson hooks us up with some batting practice passes. And I realized that I'd never been to Dodger Stadium with somebody that was actually from here. I'd only been for work, and I'd only been with friends, and so I hadn't really had the full Beto community experience. And so I've thanked you about this on air before, but I want to thank you in front of everybody. This guy took me around and showed me so much love and told me all those sorts of stories about what it was like to grow up around that stadium. And I saw all the people who, you know, you feed back to and who everybody you know. It was really cool, man. I just want everybody to know that. Again, real-life connectivity is what we do at this radio station, and that was one of the best experiences I've ever had there, and it was a random game on a Friday.
Yeah, you know? Thank you, Clint. And one of the things is when you're from L.A., which I am, and when you're from L.A., you take a lot of pride in being from L.A., right? Everybody loves it. You guys, exactly. And you take a lot of pride when you're a kid being at Dodger Stadium and you're getting the $6 seat in Left Field Pavilion and knowing that you can't leave Left Field Pavilion, right? And when you're in the reserve level, knowing you can't ever get down to the field level because they've changed it over the years. So it used to be when you were a little kid, I was telling Clinton when I gave him the tour, like, look, this was Left Field Pavilion. The bullpen is where you used to go to the bathroom and it was a trough. And you used to poke a hole in the vinyl to try to even see the bullpen, the old school bullpen, and you would see the players hanging out there, and it was cool. So the Left Field Pavilion behind that, that's where the players used to park. So you would see that, or the visiting team would go, the bus would be in center field. So those kind of things, that kind of story. Dodger Stadium was amazing. But back in the day, when you're a little kid, the 90s, 80s, 90s, man, if you got a ticket in the outfield, you were stuck. Because I would go to Carriage Crest Park from Carson. We were there. And then, or if you had the reserve level seat, you were sitting by the foul pole. So a couple years ago, working for Spectrum, I was on the field interviewing Manny Machado, and I look up right before that. I'm like, damn, I used to sit way up there. Now I'm on the field in makeup and a suit interviewing the player. Like, that's the full life circle. That's why being from L.A. is the best.
That's cool, nice. Man. Great story. Nice. So listen, when you think about it, like you're saying, you're down on the field and you realize, wow, it's freaking huge, man. And when I see where I used to be, how far away it is. When you get here and you see this softball field, I've heard a lot of people already talking about, that's a lot bigger than I thought. And from third to first is a lot further of a throw.
It's 60 feet, what are we talking about? Relax.
Listen to me. Not me. These are people on your team.
Who said that?
Steve Mason was whining earlier today. It's so far.
Does Mason not know the dimensions?
I won't be able to make a throw. Please don't hit it to me. I can't catch. I mean, these were the complaints that were coming from Team Mace, Beto. This is, I think,
says the guy who's over here dripping because you have ice on your calf.
Correct. But not on my calf, my shin, just to be clear, okay? I did get hurt last night.
Oh, I saw the video. It's a nasty looking, but you're not playing. There's no chance you're playing. There's no
Listen,
way.
The doctor.
You've been sitting here for 3 hours.
Beto,
you're going to stand up and all that
Beto,
blood flow.
First of all, we have a consultation before the game with Dr. Clark.
How are you?
Exactly.
And how are you?
I'm going to let you know the doctor's decision is not the coach's decision, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah, don't play him. But Cap can swing it, though. Hey, Cap yesterday was swinging it lefty. That was nice.
Didn't know he was a left-handed bat either. You're not?
No.
Okay, so that was, what was that?
That was just like, you know,
show any that you were swinging on the right side, though.
No, I didn't show any righties.
Okay, so would you bat switch, or what do we do?
Yeah, I'm going to switch.
Yeah, yeah.
Cap, hold on. What is your preferred side?
Probably my left.
Okay. Good
is that where you're going to put me,
I don't
coach?
Know. I'm just wondering. I mean, left, right, left. You know, we got to do matchups here. You know,
right.
This is important.
Right. Left, right.
So you're taking it too serious, Clint. You're the serious guy. By the way, you got my book, right?
That's a joke. Right, exactly. Oh, the great Travis Rogers has just walked
by. Nice. Travis Rogers, ladies and gentlemen.
Round of applause for T-Rog.
The pride of IV. Rogers.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, Travis, can I fill in on your show?
Let me tell you something.
Can I fill on your show?
Can he fill in on your – here's Travis Rogers.
Hey, I'm trying to negotiate here. I'm trying to negotiate for myself. Here.
Beto has once again hijacked the segment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No problem. Yeah.
By the way, I want to tell
you
something,
I got no job.
Man.
I might as well get one, right?
You got it all started today. The Travis and Slee show got it all started today.
That's what we're about.
You were hyping it up, sounding great, and you had a ton of people here, it sounded like, this morning. And a lot of these folks have stuck around all day. And they're keeping the energy flowing. And it's only going to build now.
There are a lot of very familiar faces right here in the front row that were here when I came out at 8 o'clock in the morning. There were already people here that beat me here. We were on at 10. We got a bunch of faces that are here. So this is outstanding.
Okay.
Outstanding. It has gotten bigger and bigger through the day.
Now, Travis, most importantly, though, here it is. I'm trying to negotiate myself a new job, right?
Okay.
So I told Mason, if he wants me to perform, I get to fill in on a show. Can I fill in on your show? You're betting after me. I'm going to get on.
Are you third?
Yeah, so I'm going to get on. If you get a hit, I will score if you let me fill in for
Sleeper. This is so complicated.
I don't even understand what the offer is.
Yeah, neither do I.
In other words, let me fill in on your show, man.
It's not up to me.
No, hold on.
It's the Travis show.
Hold on.
I wish it were that simple.
No, but he's right. Beto's right. If you really feel strongly that you want
Beto. If I felt strongly, things would not be the way that they are right now.
Really?
You can get back to your pregame routine with that one. We don't want to mess you up on that front.
He showed up with the target bag, man.
We'll keep it there.
What do you got in your bag here?
I got my jersey. I got grocery bag. My equipment.
What is your pregame routine?
You're looking at it. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get a Coors Light. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to find some shade. We're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, you love. Yeah.
Thank you for shopping with us.
Yeah.
Reused bag.
Albertsons.
There
nice.
You go.
All
nice
right.
plastic bag.
Well, it's good to see you, Travis.
Absolutely.
We're not fraternizing too much with the enemy here. We sort of have to
because of punches. Lot.
And Beto, you know, you're on a ticker here. So,
yeah.
You know, it's Team Cappy over here.
You're
kind of jacking up the vibe.
Now, look at this.
Shows up with a Mexican blanket. All right.
Now, look at this.
Luis is in the building. The players are starting to trickle in.
Geosystems here.
Here comes Mario Ruiz, rocking his L.A. Dodgers
Mario
jersey and his
system.
Number 10.
Let's go.
Wearing an ESPN L.A. hat. Oh, and the two gold chains.
Don't let him talk. He's too good looking to be on the show, man.
This guy, this is my favorite person.
I got the two gold chains on, too, like I promised.
Look at two chains.
Brought him out the jewelry box since high school.
If the umpire tells you, tells you that those chains are illegal, you say to him,
you throw him out.
What's the issue here?
I didn't know.
Lou?
I didn't know.
What's the problem, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, dog. After yesterday's conversation, Mario.
You ready?
Oh, man. Me and Clinton, we are feeling supremely confident.
You guys over here partying with the enemy?
I just hijacked the show.
Again, if you could keep him off the microphone.
What are you going to do?
Be our guest.
If you want to be on the Radio 710, just show up.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Kind of like what you did last night.
Kind of like what I did 20 years ago.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you this. We talked about center field. You said you played infield in high school. I have, as the coach, I have considered potentially a switch.
I love your flexibility, by the way, Skip.
For a couple different reasons. Thank you. Number one is that we got to see what Kirk Morrison's mood is when he gets here, just in terms of the kind of day he's having. Because if he wants to be in the outfield, that might actually clear up some things, and I could then move over to first.
That's a lot of ground for him to cover, though.
Outfield.
You're saying that you would move from short to first,
and you would put
Mario at short,
yes,
and then put Kirk Morrison out.
And center, potentially. If he's having a good running day,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If he's feeling froggy, I'm going to let him leap.
Okay,
I'm good with whatever you need, coach.
We don't need that player.
You got too many chains to be going along with a coach. You need to make some demands right now.
You're used to the coaches looking different. That's why you're saying it that way. When the coaches look like me, the chains are an option. That is breaking the team.
Oh, right.
You don't even know what that means.
Yes,
you do. You
know what it means?
Let me tell you what it means.
If I was the coach, I'd be like, hey, what are you doing with those chains?
He gets it.
Yeah, if you were the coach, you'd be the Cardinal way.
He gets it.
Thank
moving
you.
Right along.
Thank
you're well.
Thank you.
Player,
right. I don't like this harassment.
Thank you.
All right, everybody on my team, let's go to the parking lot. Tailgate.
Yes. Thank you.
Community tailgate.
There.
All right, let's go.
Hey,
Laura, happy birthday, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy day, Laura. All right, goodbye, Beto.
Beto just mic dropped on us.
Oh, my God.
Beto literally didn't turn off the button.
At least he placed the mic on the table.
Yeah.
I got something for Beto. Can I play it?
Threw it to the cement last time.
Can I play it?
No, Beto is gone, and we hope he never comes back.
Get out of here, Beto.
Beto is gone. He's off mic. He's off.
What is this?
Oh,
these are those bats we're talking about.
Yeah, I got everybody bats.
Mario Ruiz.
Should I crack it open right now?
Open this up, dog. Open this up. You got to see this.
Oh, man.
This is a gift from Clinton Yates.
Yeah, well.
Because Clinton Yates is that kind of coach. But, you know, he's also that kind of a sport because he doesn't just get bats for our team.
Okay.
He got bats for everybody. Look at this.
Oh.
Dude, look. No, engraved with your name on it, man.
Yeah, they're all personally personalized.
Oh.
Personally personalized is right.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Precisely right.
Yes.
Got my name
Kip
on
Rio's
it.
Goes around.
Gold.
He's moving around right there. There he is. He's the creator of Ruto Bats. He's the one who did all this. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
You guys
it.
Move around the community. Make sure to give him some thanks.
The gold engraving matching my gold necklace. I love it.
You know?
Yes.
Dude, you're going to hit with that in the game or you're going to hold that as a trophy? What do you think?
It's up to you.
I'm going to hit with it.
I was going to say, I don't mind.
Really?
I'm not going to be offended if you don't take it home and put it on your mantle. It's
a baseball
bat.
Just my size. It looks like I
can use it. Yeah, it's a baseball bat. Feel free to swing away. Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you think about I didn't really ask so much. The bats are so nice. They look like trophies, like I said.
Yeah.
As far as contact with a softball, what do you think? I mean, this must be a high quality bat.
They'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, they're real bats. The man is a bat manufacturer. You know what I mean? So you'll be fine.
Okay. I like the palm tree right there.
But I would suggest that puts a grip. You know, I mean, I brought the bat tape for a reason. Make sure you get some grip on it because it's going to be hard to hold the new surface.
Mario, before we hit this break, I want to ask you, are you going to satisfy my personal request? I realize it's a little selfish. But when I come up to bat, I want you to announce me. I don't want Keyshawn to announce me. I don't want Chris Morales. I want your voice.
You
I want
bit?
Your tempo. I want your words. That's what I want.
I mean, if it's okay with Mr. Morales, you know how sensitive he gets at times. We don't want to get him mad.
Yeah.
Morales.
I would love to do that, for
well,
sure.
He's busy, so you guys work that out behind the scenes.
Okay, we will.
Because that'll be
all right, we're gonna
the run of
this.
Show is always important,
to.
As okay. you know.
Yeah.
And this place is really filling up.
Dude, this place is bumping.
Buddy, what was your pregame routine today? What you been up to today so far? Since
today I was working up? Earlier.
Okay.
I was at LAFC training practice.
Okay. I'm at LAFC
yeah,
training practice.
Yeah. I was watching Gareth Bale.
Yeah. I was, I swear to you, I was driving up and I was listening to you doing promos. And I was like, he got to send me the scripts so that I can read them because I run out too quickly, you know. Welcome to the ESPN LA.
Oh, you need more material?
All-Star Friday night.
You need to listen to more Mario.
The Wiffle Ball Bash and the 7-10 All-Star Competition.
There you go.
You know, like I'm working on it, man.
Yes.
I'm working on it.
How do you feel, man? You ready to play?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to go.
You are ready to go.
That's good to hear.
All right, everybody listening on radio, I know you're making your way here to West Covina and the Sportsplex. It's 2100 South Azusa Avenue. We're at the Field of Dreams. But for everybody that's here, the party's on. Look at this guy walking in with boxes of tacos. Beto's got people out in the parking lot drinking beer. I mean, it is going crazy here tonight, and the game is going to happen at 7 o'clock, and we're going to have a packed house in the Dodger Stadium here at the Field of Dreams. Everybody stick around. Greg Bergman is stopping by. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Wait a second. We have a situation here. Gentleman just walked in. This was a conversation earlier this week about who has the best French fries. And this gentleman just went to Del Taco and got French fries for the entire show. What is your name, sir? Joey. Pleasure. Where are you from, man?
Joey, get back here. Yeah.
Yeah, Joey, where are you from, dude? From Redlands. Oh, dude. And what
so
motivated
let's
you
talk
to get
about
this?
What happened here. We were talking about the fact that we needed some food, and we've been talking for the last couple days about Del Taco fries, so you made an executive decision.
I heard that Ramona missed out on bringing you the goods, and I was pulling up, saw the Del Taco, made an executive decision, and here we are.
We reward accountability in this program. I appreciate this, man.
Wait a second.
This
Wait
is
a
excellent.
Second.
I'm going to eat.
Can you make this man a member? Of the handsome
honorary, I don't need to make him a member. This is a good-looking guy. All right, this guy's already from the separate chapter. He's from the West Covina chapter. That's how he knew. The bylaws indicate that when another member of the chapter or of the larger group is in need, you simply provide.
Dude, this guy should be the president of the Redlands chapter.
Yeah,
that's where he's from.
Clearly,
Redlands
clearly,
in the house.
You know
okay,
what I'm
man.
So, good job.
Hey, thank you very much.
This is awesome.
Appreciate
we're,
you, brother.
We're
thank
enjoy
you.
This, and we will have a we will have a taste test.
Yes,
the,
we will.
The fries.
We'll find out if
Absolutely.
These fries are really that good.
Hell yes.
Everybody, stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Is he Team Mace? No, he's Team Cappy.
Yeah, he is.
7-10 All-Star Friday Night, live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex. Feel the dream. Left boat. 2100 Left South Azusa Avenue. Get over here. It's getting busy.
Can we just explain how cool that was? We
Which
were talking
part?
About food
oh.
and the food can.
Oh, yeah. See, they're doing the love boat, but yeah. they were trying to get me to do the love boat. But the over-under on me doing love boats is 20.
You
I'm
know that you
three.
Saying that as part of the count still counts for the count, bro.
Yeah, it's three.
I got to read
three
a billboard.
Love boats.
I don't like that rule.
I got to do a billboard.
Okay, do it.
Jim Beam, come as fans, leave as family. We got a bottle of Jim Beam that our boss, Amanda Brown, has bet that I will drink during the entire game. So we'll see if that happens. Okay.
I believe that, by the way.
Look at Clinton's face.
I was at the Mandy's. When things in bottles start disappearing quickly, that's when the show unravels.
Zanotto and Gav continues now.
All right, so listen. The guy Joey from Redlands brought a box of Del Tacos and all these French fries.
Can you address him by his proper nomenclature? Joey, president of the Redlands chapter of the Handsome Man community.
Absolutely right.
Thank you.
Now, you've had a Del Taco. I've never had a Del Taco. What about the fries? Have you tried the fries
yet? I've not tried the fries yet.
Okay, we need a fry check. Here, we need to try the fries. Okay, we'll try the fries.
Are you going
to
ignore who just pulled
up? No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Ladies and gentlemen, former Raider linebacker, 8-year NFL veteran, ESPN college football analyst, the great Kirk Morrison is here with us today.
What up? What up?
What's going on?
What up?
Yeah. So, Kirk, we have some early questions here that have to do with lineup changes.
Okay, line already.
Well, yeah, this is all about you, man.
I just got here. We're already talking lineup changes.
No, not in a bad way, but just here's a question. I was going to say, you know how sometimes you come into clubhouse and you say, I got to see how that guy's feeling before I necessarily know.
Okay.
You're an athletic guy who played outfield.
Yes.
Is there any chance that you want to actually play outfield today?
Wow.
It's a short field. You don't have to answer this question now. This is a kind of a game time question. Maybe not game time, but a little before that. Just look, survey the field, and, you know, take a look.
Dr. Clapper just walked by, and
Clapper
the entire crowd just went, how are you?
Of course he's wearing hospital
scrubs. He's wearing scrubs.
But, you know, I'm just saying, consider the outfield if first, you know, because we got some changes we're thinking about making in order to do some other stuff, but it's not mandatory.
What's great about Clinton Yates as a coach is that he understands how to communicate with players.
Okay.
So you notice that what he's doing is he's just trying to feel you out a little bit.
I see.
But me, as your teammate down here in the dugout, think about this. Mario Ruiz was a very decorated high school shortstop. Okay.
Okay.
And Clinton here is our vocal leader and really, you know, I think is the most experienced ball player here today.
He's the most experienced ball player here.
Softball player.
Yes.
Softball. Okay.
Now, we could possibly move Clinton from short to first, put Mario at short where he belongs, and utilize your skills in the outfield. That's what we're thinking about.
That's the consideration.
But coach here has a way of dealing with talent
and
understanding how to deal with people's egos and stuff. So he doesn't –
So, you know, that's a decision you can make in an hour.
You know, I'm egoless.
I know
I'm egoless.
I know this about you.
But I think
I would rather play center field than right field or left field.
Okay.
That's exactly where we were thinking about putting you to, by the way.
You got to always remember this.
Yeah.
KYP.
Know your
place?
Personnel.
Yeah, know your personnel.
Come on.
Leave it
to the coach.
My bad.
Know your personnel.
Okay. Know your personnel.
That's one of the great cliches that we talk about in the NFL.
Exactly.
Know the guy across from you.
I'm glad you're open to that because I just thought about it. After we talked to Ruiz, he was like, I sort of assumed he was an outfielder. And that was wrong. He's like, no, I'll play infield. I was like, oh, in that case, that opens up a couple things in terms of options that we can. Nothing changes in the batting line.
I'd rather go to the outfield because I don't plan on running that much.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And nobody
on that
team is
on the other side.
Yeah.
And there's no one that scares me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I think the ball may not get out of the infield.
Probably.
To be honest.
True. Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
Okay. That sounds good. I like where your head's
at. How do you feel
at.
About this now, Clint?
I feel good about
this. For some reason, I thought about it. I don't have cleats.
You don't need cleats. We're not doing cleats.
We're cleatless. Yeah.
This is cleat-free.
And I just thought about if a ball was being thrown from third or second over, and all of a sudden I got to dig it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hit the splits or something.
Right. Yeah. Okay, you
and
know
then
what?
I got to go see Dr. Clapper.
Changes,
I'd rather just go ahead and
the change is made. I'll be playing first base.
Somebody
please inform Mario Ruiz that he is playing shortstop.
There we go.
Did you hear what happened to me?
There we go.
I saw some video.
Yeah.
On the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter or the Instagram
the community.
Handle, I really start telling people I'm getting some Kirk Gibson type vibes from you. I really am.
You are
like 88 World Series type vibes because
I don't believe what I just saw.
Kirk, your jersey is being presented to you.
Oh,
by the way,
look at this. The Kirk Morrison jersey on Team Cappy has been presented.
The
you might
jersey,
want to put that on
the
right
jersey
now.
Jersey reveal.
I went high school number.
Oh, nice.
So I went
like
high school
jersey reveal. You like that, Cappy?
The jersey reveal.
Yeah.
So I went high school number. This is where it all happened at.
Yeah.
Five.
That's where it started.
A young sophomore coming up to varsity.
Yeah.
At Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland, California.
Right on.
And coach walks up. He says, what number you want? I said, I'll take 22. All we have is five. Take it.
Why'd you even ask, buddy?
Like, oh, we got five, huh? Just take this.
That's great. That's great. Well, I see Funchies is distributing all of the personalized bets.
Have you seen your bat, dude?
All the teammates.
I got it right here.
Seem to like them. So this is good.
I did bring my old faithful.
We're not doing that though. So here's the deal: because guys are too big, and we can't have people eating.
That's how I got hurt.
We can't have people eating softballs down their throats.
That's how I got hurt.
Metal bats. We're just that's a decision we made. Yeah. Safety first. Decision.
Safety first.
So what happened is I pitched this ball.
Yeah.
To my daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was using like one of these aluminum, like illegal sort of juiced bats.
Bing!
Bink! Came right back at me, dude. I saw the whole thing in slow motion coming right at me, and there was nothing I could do to
move.
And
you know what he could hear in slow motion? He could hear me yelling as I was the whole previous show. Don't get hurt in slow-mo. And, of course, that's what happened.
And that's what happened. Yeah. So, you know, I'm waiting on the coach to take a look at my leg.
Yeah.
To watch me warm up.
Yeah. The doctor is one decision. The coach is another.
Right. So who's going to pitch?
Again. The doctor is one decision. The coach is another.
Right.
So we'll be all right, but you know, we've got some contingency plans.
Well, I got to go swing a bat then because I've been swinging this one the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So I need to go swing another bat.
You hear this, though? Yeah. You hear what he said?
Do
he's been swinging for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. That means he's been working.
I don't think you need to hit if you've been swinging.
I've got batting gloves.
Oh, you do? You should wear them.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, you should wear them.
If they're going to keep score,
right?
Yeah, you're going to compete.
We're going to try and win.
I'm down.
Well, how about we compete and take these before they get too cold?
Wait, I want to ask you to do us one favor, though, Kirk. Kirk Morrison is here. Everybody gets to hear Kirk Morrison during the Rams broadcast here on 710. It's the Rams this Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills.
September 8th, right around the corner.
Dude,
brother.
These are Del Taco fries. Clinton and I have never had Del Taco fries, but earlier this week it was National French Fry Day.
I know.
And everybody was calling the show saying that Del Taco fries are the best fries. Have you ever had them?
I've had every fry from every spot.
Want to try one of these Del Taco fries? Kirk Morrison going in.
Trust me, this is what it was a...
Cap's going to do that bit where he asks somebody to eat something, then starts asking them questions, and they can't answer them because they're eating. So, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Clinton is not going to eat a fry.
I'll wait till the break. Somebody's got to talk.
Okay.
That's how we're going to do that.
This was a staple in my undergrad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. One of the four food groups?
One of the four food groups at 3 in the morning.
Right.
2 in the morning.
Sure.
After a nice
I'm sure you remembered eating many of them.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that fry? What do you rank that fry?
What we got to think about, what are we ranking it with? Are we going McDonald's fries?
I mean, Funches claims are the best fries in L.A.
Five Guys, In-N-Out.
Funches claims are the best fries in Los Angeles.
McDonald's fries are number one.
Sorry, McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries are number one, but this is number two.
Okay.
Number two.
All right.
What a bullet.
Are you not even a Chick-fil-A waffle fry guy?
No.
We don't need to revisit this.
You need sauce on that, though.
Wednesday was National Friday, which is why it came up to begin with.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a damn good fry.
Yeah.
It's got an interesting texture to it.
Okay.
It's got the right amount of salt. There's a little crunch, but there's a lot of nice, like, middle ground there.
Potato, right?
Mm. Yeah. That's a hell of a good French
fry. I
got
to say, you know, once again, shout out to Joey from the local chapter, the Redlands Handsome Man community. These last probably a little better than some other ones because he clearly came from somewhere, and we're not getting to them until they're well off of the fryer. So these still have some continuity that is pretty good.
They still got some bang.
Yeah, it's still got a little bang. Exactly. Yeah.
Those are good.
I like
it. All right, we doing these or what?
All right, what are these shots of?
I don't know.
Wait, we're going to drink something that we don't know where it came from? Who poured it?
No, we know who poured it.
I don't know
comes
who poured it.
Ornitos, I think. I believe.
It's not a Jim Beam. Tequila, is it?
Oh, Jim Beam.
Oh, it is?
Okay.
I thought it was champagne.
But it's not straight Jim Beam. It's like a...
What is it?
It's a Jim Beam, a little bit of Jim Beam, some soda water.
So it's like a little mini drink.
Yeah, mini drink.
So we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
All right, cheers to our team.
Oh, wow, okay.
Cheers to our team.
Here's to a win.
Here is to a victory.
Here's to a victory.
Sweet taste of victory.
Oh, that wasn't very good.
Ooh.
That was okay.
Ooh.
That was an odd blend.
I need a fry.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was not bad. Well, shouts to all of our sponsors, of course.
Parking lot full, by the way? Parking lot almost full.
Really? Did you stop by Beto's tailgate party?
Did he throw a beer at your face and try to tell
not
you
yet.
To
I was look, rolling through.
To think
and I'm
fast.
Like, I'm like, okay, you know, we're going to get a good crowd, nice little crowd. All of a sudden, you roll up and you kind of go up the hill a little bit and you still don't know.
Yeah.
Then you make that left into the complex. Right. And I'm like, I'm parked in the back.
Wow.
It's popping.
Yeah.
It is popping.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. All it right. is. Well,
Dr. Hey, Clapper's here.
Dr. Clapper's coming
Dr.
Clapper. Up. We have to talk.
I'm about to go stretch. Don't even worry about me. I'm about to go stretch right now, Dr. Clapper. You already know.
Want to thank a bunch of our sponsors here today. I'll start off with the Southern California Hyundai dealerships. It's your journey with Hyundai. How's that for a read? It's your journey.
That's a strong read.
With Hyundai. I also want to thank the Red Chicks. Red Chicks hotter than you. Where are the Red Chicks? I want one of those Red Chick sandwiches. All right, coming up, Radio Tinder. Dr. Clapper is here. We do have an injury, and it's something that we need to discuss. We need to get a little Clapper vision going. Everybody stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Oh, wow. Once again, I am nervous to do this in front of a live crowd.
Funchy, don't be nervous. Nobody's
you got
listening.
This. Hit it to Funchy.
Don't look at me, y'all. Don't
hit
look
it
at
to
me.
Funchy. That's the strategy today.
All right. Listen to what I got to say to him.
Hit like it that. To Funchy.
All right, guys.
The reality
I'm just going
is...
to do a quick one so we can get Dr. Clapper on.
Sure.
Just don't want to be nervous in front of, like, you know, 5,000 people.
Yes,
when there's 5
I know.
Million people listening right now.
Parking lot's full.
That's very true. That's very true.
You got a parking lot update. Apparently, it's full.
All right. Die Hard, starring Bruce Willis, came out on his day in 1988. And I'm just going to run through the BS already. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Swipe left, swipe right. Clinton.
Die Hard, good movie, bad Christmas movie.
But is it a Christmas movie?
No. Only because it's not a good one. Like, it's as a Christmas... If you were to be qualifying it as a Christmas movie, it's not a good Christmas movie. You see what I'm saying? That's my point. By that stretch, The Godfather is a Christmas movie as well, which is arguable because I watch it on Christmas every year. But I don't necessarily know that I qualify it as a Christmas movie.
Scott?
Very simple. It is a Christmas movie. It bothers me when people say it isn't. The whole theme is Christmas, so
yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
Okay, all right. All right.
I don't agree with that, but that's another story.
I know. Well, that's the whole disagreement.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, guys. Also on this day, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred came out in 1991.
Okay, for those of you listening at home, before the music even dropped, Scott got into his box, you know what I'm saying? Just mentioning the song got him moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I see these two guys, you know, like these two bald dudes wearing these like fishnet
Shirts. Icons of the Kaplan household,
yeah,
I
totally.
Presume. You know what I mean?
I'm too sexy for this shirt. Too sexy for this shirt. Too sexy for this shirt.
Uncoincidentally, Gangnam Style with Psy. Remember Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Gangnam Style. You know?
Do the move. Yes. Yeah, dog.
Came out 10 years ago on his day, too.
It was 100 years ago.
What happened to that guy?
Wow.
Exactly.
He's
so,
probably doing what all these guys are doing when they...
Both are one-hit wonders.
Counting his money.
Both are one-hit wonders, but I maintain that I'm Too Sexy is the greatest one-hit wonder of all time.
What?
Swipe left, swipe right, Scott Kaplan.
I'm going to swipe left only because I think there's got to be other ones that are goats of one-hit wonders.
Well, have you ever heard of Rod Said Fred after I'm Too Sexy?
No, but hold on. Go to the views of this song. Like, the whole point was this song broke the YouTube
That's
views
true,
record
but he, I mean,
by like a billion.
We haven't heard another song from him again. Like, in the States.
Oh,
obviously.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, maybe.
You know,
what
like, are you there? He's probably big overseas, but we haven't heard another song by him in the States. Yeah.
Is that the case? He's big overseas?
Yeah, right? Probably.
Probably, but not definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, so, probably.
Clinton, what's Right Said Fred, greatest one-hit wonder of all time?
I don't know. That's a tough one. As this is an aside, because you know I'm always a little goofy, I kind of like two-hit wonders. I like when a band has two. You know what I'm saying? Alien Ant Farm comes to mind. They got two good songs.
Smooth Criminal.
Not just one.
That Michael Jackson.
And movies.
Cover. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Right, you know what I mean?
All right.
Papa Roach also has two good songs.
All right. Just, well, that's Radio Tinder. We're going to get to Dr. Clapper here.
All right. Very
all
good.
All right. Can all we right. get some love
How
for Dr.
You?
Clapper?
Dr. Clapper's in the house.
People are starting to take to their seats.
Well, you know why? Because the Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby is going to happen here.
Yeah.
They're starting to warm everybody up, our competitors. But Dr. Clapper is here now. Clapper Vision tomorrow morning on the radio. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
How are you?
Fresh out of surgery this morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Didn't want to miss this.
Yeah.
How are you to everybody here?
That's right.
That's right. We love it.
That has become a true staple.
Yes, you know? it really
Everybody
has.
Knows it. Everybody loves it.
Solid.
Yeah.
What was your pre-week warm-up routine? This is something we've been talking with a lot of competitors about because some people wanted to go out only the day before and decide to go quickly and hurt themselves, but we'll leave that to you as an aside. What did you do to warm up this week to get the bones and the muscles back in shape?
Yesterday at 11 o'clock, I went to Castle Park in Sherman Oaks, the batting cage.
Okay.
They said, we need your driver's license for the batting helmet. I'm not wearing a batting helmet.
Right, okay?
But apparently the law says you have to.
Yes.
So I said, how many balls am I going to get? She goes, for $550, you get 30 balls.
Okay.
You want 60. I said, I don't know. Maybe 30's enough.
60 would have been a lot.
So I paid for the $550. I went into the cage, and I didn't put the helmet on. All of a sudden, I'm the only guy who can get in trouble at a batting cage. Some guy yells out, hey, you got to put your helmet on. So while he's interrupting me, boom, the first ball came. Now I'm down to 29 balls.
Wow.
And I'm a Jewish guy. I wanted to go run and get the ball and hit it because, God forbid, I should have only 29. No, I paid for 30.
I got to have all 30.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I hit 29 balls. And I learned one thing, Clinton.
Yes.
Don't try to hit a home run.
No.
Just make contact.
Yeah, don't overextend.
And that's what I did. So
okay,
I did
good.
That, and that was my preparation.
Good. So you heard about this buffoon last night.
I right? did. I can't wait to feel this tibia, the most famous tibia in Los Angeles.
Well, Dr. Clapper, I don't know what's going to happen here tonight. I came from my car where I've had an ice pack on now for a long, long time. I limped in here to the West Covina Sportsplex. Clinton saw me. I mean, listen, you talk about a coach that really cares about his players.
You can tell.
The amount of communication that we have had as he has given me, you know, the love. That he's told me they need me out there today.
Correct.
So he says the doctor's orders versus the coach's orders could be two totally different
separate
things.
Matters. He could be cleared to play, but he doesn't pass the test for me as far as what we have as a standard on our field.
Did you happen to see on social media when I originally was hit, it immediately blew up?
Yes.
It blew up. But what I did is I ran home. I started to ice 20 on, 20 off. This happened for about 3 hours or so last night.
Yep.
I woke up this morning.
Hold on. He went out to get some pizza. Just walking on it. That happened.
An excellent anti-inflammatory.
Right. No, it had some wine, which is such. So just filling you in on what actually happened is he skipped over the hard part.
That's true. I had wine. I had pizza. And then I went back home. I iced more. I elevated my leg above my heart. I did all the things that I might hear you potentially say on the radio. And now here I am ready to finally have a real orthopedic surgeon take a look at what I got.
Right.
You want to see this?
Would you like a clap revision for your injury?
Yes, I would.
I remember Bobby Hull being interviewed the very first time the hockey goalie wore a mask. So the hockey goalie has the pads, and now for the first time, they're wearing a mask to protect their face after all these years. And he was being interviewed. They said, Bobby, you know, the goalie's wearing a mask now. The only vulnerable part is his neck. What do you do when you shoot the puck? He goes, I aim for the goalie's neck. So the padding in the back of your leg, the tibia, gastroc, soleus muscle, heavy meat, heavy padding like a hockey player's pads is the back of your tibia. But the neck,
what a break
the down. Exposed area where Bobby Hull's going to shoot the puck, you all can feel it right now. Feel the front of right below your patella tendon. Feel the crest of that tibia. There's nothing, gornished. There's bupkis. There's no muscle there at all.
Right.
So you have a softball with a potential son-in-law who hit it, let's hope, and strikes you like a bullet right on the front of you. You got no padding there.
No padding. And by the way, it was my calf that immediately began to hurt.
Well, that's because it fills with blood. So you not only ballooned up the blood
putting
in the front, you ballooned up the muscle and blood in the back. So I'd like to feel your tibia if that's okay with you.
That requires an unwrapping of the tibia.
Do we have, like, Laura? Is there
I don't need, you can keep the wrapping on.
Is there an update of some sort, Laura?
Yes, need to know? I have a caller for you guys.
Oh, okay. What's up?
I don't mean to interrupt Clapper Vision by any stretch of the imagination, but I just, you know, I got about 5 minutes before the end of this last game I've got here. I want to know what the game plan is heading into tonight for Team Cappy here.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who has been crushing it all week long at the Summer League, George Sedano, is back on.
Yes.
Sedano and Cap. We got Dr. Clapper here. We got CY in the house. Fungi, Laura. CY, Coach, why don't you tell George?
So here's what we're going to do. We have a quick position change because Kirk Morrison, who is a standout high school baseball player, has decided he's going to take over center field. We're going to move Mario in the short, which means I'm going to move over to first. Just a little rotation in our fielding alignment. Nothing to do with the batting with our lineup. So we're good to go, Sedano. We're looking good. Now, the Clapper vision
is important.
I heard
that Mason was doing everything he could to try to bring in as many ringers as possible. I heard he brought in Matt Burke, who's one of our young salesmen, who was a tight end. A Division I tight end to play on his team. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, he was a Division I tight end with zero receptions at two separate schools.
Right.
So, that could be politics, that could be something else, but, you know, I don't think you were too worried about him.
But, George, not only did he bring in this Matt Burke guy, but he also brought in another guy named Brady Cates, who is the son of Mark Cates,
top sales guy, right?
Yeah.
And his kid is fresh out of high school where he was like a CIF champion at Palisades High. So he's replaced Ramona and Lindsay Baseball, who's on the IL. Get well, Lindsay Baseball. He's replaced these players with two what seem like upgrades, frankly.
Yeah, of course. You knew Mason was going to try to finagle his way to get better, I guess, quote unquote, talent on his roster because, you know, he hates to lose. But nonetheless, I still feel like last time I checked the boards here at my hotel at the, you know, when I walked by at the MGM Grand, I saw that they still had you guys as a minus 125 favorite.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
But the numbers have come down.
We've gotten some updates, some scouting updates, I'm told, by another teammate. Once again, we reward accountability in this program. From my understanding, Sleaze looked pretty good in the cage today. Pretty good in the cage today. That's a scouting report update for you, Scotty.
It's good to know, too.
Now, I do need to know how Kathy's feeling because it looks bad. I heard Dr. Clapper talking about, and he wanted to touch his tibia. I didn't want to interrupt touching the tibia, but, you know, I mean, I do want to know how you're feeling.
The tibia touching has already been interrupted. So,
George, if you could see me today, you'd be very disappointed in your boy. I'll tell you why. I got here to West Covina. I get out of my car. I've got a giant ice pack on my leg. I have to carry a very heavy equipment bag in here. I'm limping. I mean, you got to, like, my whole right leg is I'm like carrying it. You know what I'm saying? I'm limping really bad. George, it's not good, man.
You know what, buddy? Just tough it out. You'll be like, you'll have your Kirk Gibson moment. You know, that's what'll happen. You'll see. I believe
all right, let's get to the tibia touching.
Yeah, you don't have to worry.
Right, well, I'll let
I can
you guys
fix
go,
whatever you bring.
I have 3 minutes on the clock here on my last game, and I got to go. So, good luck,
right,
guys.
Thank
go
you, Sedano. Appreciate it, George.
Great job, man.
Great to hear from you.
Kicking ass
all
week long.
To hear your voice, George Sedano.
All right, how about Dr. Clapper does a full examination when we return?
Sure.
Okay.
I got to handle some coaching fires over here. I got guys trying to get suspended from the game, taking shots beforehand. So, as the coach, I got to handle
some stuff. Yeah, go handle some business. Stick around, everybody.
And by that, I mean me.
Okay. We are in West Covina. We are at the West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. I know, everybody. Listen, I get it. Traffic is it's rough out there, right? And listen, take your time because we're going to have a great time this evening. The wiffle ball thing's going to happen early, but the softball game, the all-star game's not going to happen until 7 o'clock. So take your time, slow down, pump the brakes. We're all going to be here. You're not going to miss out. We're all going to have a great time. Dr. Clapper with a full orthopedic examination next on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. That is nice. Somebody just came in with a Team Mason side with me, my head on a large baby. That's nice. Live Imaging Friday, 710 All-Star Friday night, live from the city of West Covina Sportsplex, the Field of Dreams, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Put that into your navigation. Guys, the home run wiffle ball bash is about to, stay here, I want a picture with that, is about to get underway, but you still got time to get on down at 7 p.m., the 710 Celebrity Softball game, Team Mace versus Team Cappy. You hear that song?
I do.
That is the song when the clay happens in the movie Ghost, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Here we go.
That is when Clinton Yates is he's the little clay.
Oh, okay.
And a big, strong Julian, the consigliere, his best friend, is got his arms around him saying, "We're going to win. It's okay."
That's his way of announcing Julian's presence.
Do you want me to stretch out your hammy, Clinton?
Wow.
No.
Why do they call you, why does Morales call you the big CY?
That's my business.
Julian in the house. It's going to be a party. You're going to want to be here. Get on down here. And right now, Sedano and Cappy with the big CYs got the one and only, the man who won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Mandy's, the one and only Dr. Robert Clapper.
Yes, all right. Sir. That's right. Dr. Clapper,
tibia
how are you?
Tibia touching left and right.
Yeah. Chris Morales, Live Imaging Friday, hashtag lift. So, Clinton Yates.
We don't need the long setup anymore. You busted your leg yesterday. I'm not happy about it. You apologized to me on air, and now you got to unwrap that and face the facts of the clapper.
What do you think, Dr.
That's
Clapper?
What we got.
All right.
Do.
Is it important that it get unwrapped?
So here's the secret.
Okay.
You have to know what's normal for the person.
Right.
Too many doctors will just go and focus on the injury. But some people have ligaments that are so tight, they're like an oak tree. Some people, normal baseline is like a palm tree, very flexible. So if you go and examine the injured knee, you could say, oh, you did something, when in fact that's their baseline.
Are you picking up on this? That means switch your legs.
Tremendous.
So you can find the first
exactly
one first.
Right.
Tremendous
right.
analysis.
So your good tibia is your left tibia. Mm-hmm. So here's your patella.
So Clapper is now
the patella tendon.
He has his leg up on the chair.
Play
Kaplan
by play.
Does. Yeah.
This is the tibial tubercle where the patella tendon attaches that allows you to extend your knee because your quadriceps muscle, all four, that's why it's
We're
quad.
We're getting a little high on the thigh here. And
Fire.
Scott's getting excited.
Take it easy. I'm a doctor.
I like being touched.
Okay. This, you can feel, is the tibial crest. There's no padding here. This is the neck of Bobby Hull's goalie that he's aiming at. So if you have the ball strike here, You have no gastroc or soleus muscle or flexor muscles to protect. So notice, Kaplan, when I'm pressing, this is pressure, right? This ain't pain. Remember this because I'm about to feel your right side. And it's going to feel pressure, but you got to tell me if it's more than that. Okay? So when, now I know it's normal.
Yes.
When Dr. Clapper touches my injured leg, is it too much to ask that you hold my hand?
That is hilarious, but here's what we'll do. You can hold the bat.
All right, Dr.
You can
Clapper.
Hold the bat. You can hold the bat.
Give him a towel. See? Give him a towel.
Oh, yeah, no,
towel.
We have a towel.
See?
We have a towel.
These guys want me to sing a particular song. They want me to sing a particular phrase.
Here, we can hold this together.
All right, here, doctor.
I've broken out the towel.
Okay, doctor, the ice is long melted.
All right, leg up here.
Leg up.
Here we go. Hold this, Scott. We
okay,
can hold
thank
this
you.
Together.
Thank
we
you,
can hold
Bert.
This
thank
together
you,
as teammates.
All right, so here we go again. Patella.
Right.
Patella tendon.
Yes, sir.
Tibial tubercle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go distal, right above the ankle. It's got some swelling here.
Yeah.
Here we go along the crest of the tibia.
Can you
pressure,
feel that?
Right?
Yeah, you can feel that, can't you?
That's edema.
Yeah.
Okay? That's because the injury's here. Gravity's making the blood under your skin to go south.
Yeah.
Pain? No.
No pain.
Pain?
No pain.
That felt
just
like
pressure.
A little pain. You turned your head.
Pressure?
Pressure.
Just like
ooh,
the other.
Oh, 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 oh.
So
I'm letting go of this towel if you keep making that noise.
I don't feel any step off. So I don't have x-ray vision, but I got Clapper vision, okay? So I don't feel a step off, so you do not have a non-displaced fracture.
Oh, that's good.
So here's the official word. Kaplan is playing.
All right.
Oh.
Let's go.
Cleared?
Cleared.
He's cleared to
cleared
play.
To play.
Cleared to play.
Cleared
now,
to play.
Reminder.
Cleared to play.
The doctor's decision is not the coach's decision, except in this case, it is. Cappy, get out there. All right. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, it's on.
Starting pitcher Scott Kaplan
is on. I have
cleared
to play.
He's cleared. Available. This is great news
thank
for
you,
Team
Doctor.
Cappy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was a Woj bomb like. Yeah, that was wow. A Woj bomb like situation
great.
Right there.
Yeah,
for sure. We're all wondering.
Who, is anybody going to put that out on Twitter as breaking news?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
put that
news.
In the community. The
okay.
community needs to know.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Laura. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. So, yeah. Doc, what are you? What's your approach today in terms of how you're going to try to deal with other people who might sustain injuries during the game? Are you on call?
I'm as most like worried about one guy who's playing today. Kurt Sandoval.
Oh.
That's right. Altacocceritis.
I understand.
You know?
I know what that is.
He may be on Medicare. I need to keep an eye on Kurt Sandoval. And I am here to make sure he's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Very well.
Because he's probably, I will say, admittedly, I think Kurt Sandoval on our team, Clinton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the oldest ball player playing.
In the field?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So,
well, oh, he's. I guess he's.
Altacocceritis is a very serious disease.
And Clinton Yates,
yes.
I will tell you this.
Yes, please.
If you go back on YouTube and you watch the Steve Mason faceplant.
Which I do often.
You will see a bald-headed guy wearing a white jersey playing on the team with Steve Mason. Right behind him when he does the faceplant, it's yours truly
there he is.
Playing at that
wow.
game.
Wow. Okay.
That's
all right. So he's
Dr.
been here
Clapper.
For a while. Dr. Clapper, clap it up for Dr. Clapper.
Wait.
We got
it.
Yeah, no, she's. I mean, what do we want to do?
Can you please come over here and visit with us?
Come on.
Bop, 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 bop. Bing, bom, bing, bop, boom.
Are you going? You want to walk off to that, Doc?
Yeah,
what
that's
you got?
Pretty good.
That's a good,
good walk off song.
But Ramona, come over here.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
the great
Ramona Shelburne is walking in right now. We have lots of Del Taco fries.
Make some noise for Ramona Shelburne.
Hey. Hi, Momo.
Are we on?
We are.
Yes, we are live on air.
We're on air. Hi.
Hey, what up?
You made it.
I made it. It was not bad traffic. I know what you're talking about.
Really? Okay. It's easy?
Yeah, it's fine.
Fair
no
enough.
Problem out there.
Yeah.
We had enough time to stop at Del Taco. A listener actually brought that in after he heard me talking about
it. I felt like a tiny bit guilty. Like I was already in the car eating.
Well, that
and you're
that,
like, bring me something.
The
tonight.
Fact that you showed the proof that you were
I did.
Gone, that actually made me feel better. I was like, oh, if you had just been like, oh, I'm gone, I'd be like, I don't believe you, but you were actually eating, so that's good.
Do you want any more Del Taco fries?
No, I'm good.
Tacos?
I'm good. You know, if I eat right now, that'll
that's not
like,
good for
throw
the game
off.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to eat as soon as I got, stopped at the Del Taco right by my house.
Right. Oh, so
I had
you
enough
went,
time to digest.
Got it. Got it. So
I gotta work, man. I have to like pitch.
Well, we've been asking everybody.
That's a thing.
What's your week or 2 weeks of preparation been? Some people have been taking cuts for 2 weeks. That's what Kirk Morrison said.
I found my glove in my car.
Big step.
On my way here, I was like, I think it's in my car.
How long do you think it's been in there?
3 years.
3 years.
Wow.
At least.
Hiding somewhere in the back.
At least.
Like you haven't used it in 3 years?
Probably,
or that's
yeah.
just where you keep it?
Just had it.
The last time I played was when I had my first baby.
Wow. Okay.
Which was like 3.5 years ago.
That was a while ago.
So it's been a minute, but I keep a ball in there to keep the pocket good.
Right.
Okay. I keep a ball in there so it's like at a nice spot.
Yeah. We got some bombs going out in the wiffle ball challenge here.
Wiffle ball thing is happening right
now. That's hard to hit a wiffle ball far.
It's not easy. It is not easy.
I have a question for you, Ramona. Yeah. In your decorated softball career, high school, college, everything that you accomplished, was pitching something you ever did?
No.
All right.
Okay, so I pitched a little bit when I was in 10, like I was 10 years old or something.
Sure.
And I just didn't have the mental fortitude for it. Like, you really have to be mentally strong to be a pitcher. And I would just get too mad. And I was also messing around all the time. Like, I have some trick pitches.
Okay.
I have a few trick pitches.
Some junk.
Yeah, a little bit.
As we like to say.
And so I probably pitched for like half a season. And it was just I was just not a good season.
You didn't have the makeup.
No.
Yeah.
So then when I started playing slow pitch, we always would need like an emergency pitcher.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I got to do this.
You can get it over the plate.
And it's not as easy as it looks, especially a high pitch.
Absolutely
especially,
not.
You know, you got to get that arc down.
Right.
But like, I'll do it. I'll put myself out there and do it. Plus, it's kind of the only thing I should be doing right
now.
So
this is the other thing we were going to get to, which is, what can we reasonably expect from you from other than throwing the ball?
Very little.
No PFPs in play? None of that? That's not happening?
Well, I mean, the biggest challenge for me is going to stop me from myself.
Right.
Right? Don't let me do much. Right.
You need to talk to your coach about that.
I know.
I'm not
your
coach.
It's going to be all right.
Let me ask you a question.
I did wear my Vin Scully shirt.
Nice. We see that. We like that.
Remember when you ordered it on the air.
Yeah.
I got hurt last night.
I heard.
Pitching.
I've been hearing it for 2 hours on the drive out here.
Night. Yeah, I got
hurt. You hurt yourself
It is no joke. But where you got hit, that is the worst place to get hit.
Oh, not fun.
That's where, when I used to play, we had a pitcher on my team who threw a screwball. Okay, that's when it dives down and in towards your back
to the right
leg.
Batter,
to a right-hand batter. And I fouled one off my front shin. I didn't walk for a week.
Wow.
Like, it's horrible. Like, where you got hit is really bad.
Okay, but the thing is that I have decided now as a pitcher, and I wanted to get your advice on this, I actually think I need to wear, like, proper face protection. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
you think that, like, I should Eric Dickerson
do you use your face for?
Well, I mean, I just don't want to.
I'm joking.
I mean,
here, listen, if you're nervous.
Can you protect yourself with your glove?
Yeah,
I thought I could, but clearly I can't.
Well, but he was using
a metal
bat.
You're talking yourself right out of your position with this.
No.
I'm a little bit like, oh, can I get out of the way too if they hit it back at me? But I have a glove.
Right.
And I'll just move.
It's game time.
It's also a wood bat, not a metal bat.
It's
a big difference.
Scott, it's way too late to not be locked in on the fact that you're going to be protecting yourself.
Yeah.
All right. We're not fielding questions on how you're approaching
it. Well, I brought a bunch of equipment today that perhaps I might need during
the game. These bats are so cool.
Aren't they rad?
Thank Kip. He's right over there.
I heard this interview.
Kip, raise your hand.
There's Kip right there.
There he is.
That is going on my wall.
He's brought in all the bats.
So cool.
He's also brought some other softball bats, so we don't actually have to swing with these. So you make a good point. So we don't have to do that.
How are you feeling physically?
I feel good. Like, really good. I had a C-section, so that's no joke. That's
okay.
That's like real surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I was in way better shape this time than I was last time because I had been doing all my core strength and all that. So I was.
You mean for the baby?
Yeah, for the baby. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, admittedly, I really didn't even know for sure. Like, I saw you in studio a few months ago, and I was like, do I say something and put my foot in my mouth?
I know.
You know, like
that's always dicey.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, has she just been eating a lot?
Yeah,
or
the
she
answer
baby
is
pregnant?
Always like, I'm never not, say anything.
Never. I know.
The answer is always ask somebody else.
I know.
Precisely.
Ask,
precisely.
Like, the producer or the co-host, and then you can say it.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can't tell. Like, I've made that mistake before. Oh, when are you due? With what?
Yeah, exactly. You're my term
like,
paper or the end of
not
this friendship.
The baby? Okay, you know? My bad. Sorry.
Right. That's funny.
All right, Ramona's here. Yep. We got to hit this top of the hour, which is fine.
Okay.
Because right here at the West Covina Sportsplex, the Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby is getting going right now, Ramona. So hang around. I see that our man Bergman's coming by. Jorge Briones. Like, we like to interview all of the ball players and find out who's got what.
Ball players, though.
Anybody
like people who will be playing or actual ball players?
Yeah, no, just people who are going to play.
People who will be
playing.
Yeah.
Got to get Sliwa on here, too.
Yep, okay. Sliwa. Are you feeling confident about Team Mace, or how you feeling?
I'm feeling like we're gonna have fun. I was on Mason's team when the Mace plant happened, and I don't remember if I won the game or not, but I do remember the Mace plant.
Mace plant, yeah.
So like that's kind of my goal. Number one, do not get hurt. Number two,
a signature moment.
Yeah, signature moment. If we win, it's gravy. But like, do not get hurt. Let's have another Mace plant or something of that level.
Right.
Yep. Clinton, I love how much you love baseball.
Thank you. This is what I do. I was at a game earlier today because one of my buddies is a youth coach. You know what I mean? This is part.
I love baseball.
This is how
too.
I learned how to be a decent human being, was when my coach in baseball taught me accountability, respect, and how you deal with your teammates. That's real.
Baseball just makes me happy.
Yes.
Like, it makes me happy. Like Greg Bergman got me out here, out of, like...
Right. You ain't been doing nothing.
I've been
raising
doing nothing.
Kids.
I've just been having a little baby sleep on me for the last 5 weeks.
Did you hear the girl earlier today?
Oh, my gosh.
She...
Baller.
21 or 22 and 0 is a
Why
baseball
have you not
pitcher?
Drafted her on your team?
I know.
Well, right? We tried. You know what I'm saying?
Is there, like, liability issues?
No, we weren't.
Like, she void her scholarship and she got hurt doing this?
Perhaps.
Okay, probably.
But we were also not necessarily aware of all the talent that was going to be here until we arrived.
Right. Wasn't that a cool story?
Yeah.
Dude, she's
a total
stud. She was a pitcher.
Yeah, I know. In baseball.
I know. I know girls who play baseball, but, like, to be a pitcher in baseball.
How about undefeated?
Yeah.
Dude.
I know. All right, stick around, everybody. We are at the Field of Dreams in West Covina. The game is an hour away. Take your time getting here. We're all going to be here. We're all going to have a great time. The Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby is about to start, and Slee is stopping by. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.